Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Tom Asacker back on the show. Tom is going to be celebrating his 10th anniversary with us coming up in a couple of months, almost 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Tom is the author of A Little Less Conversation. I think that's one of his most recent books, if not his most recent one. Also, A Clear Eye for Branding, and a number of others, and he's one of the smartest guys I know. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Tom, you're out there, you got your ear to the ground and your thumb on the pulse of the marketplace. You're working with large audiences and small businesses. What are you seeing? What is the overall attitude, temperature? What are you seeing out there in the marketplace these days?
Anxiety. I'll tell you, Jim, one of the things that I've been thinking about, you go to a lot of networking events, I do too, and I've been thinking about this question that, one typically hears. It's sort of an icebreaker. When people say to you, so, what do you do? I've been thinking about this question a lot because it sounds benign. But it's actually a really harmful question, and I'll tell you why. I mean, have you ever thought about it?
Harmful question.
It is a harmful question. I'll tell you why. Because it begs for a static, passionless answer, right? It's like, I'm a lawyer. I make bread. I own a gym. I'm a teacher. And here's why it's dangerous. Let me tell you the question, and I think we need to ask each other, to get us out of this state. It's like a hypnosis that we're in as business owners. I think the question that we need to ask each other at these events, something that will ensure that we have the right mindset about operating and growing our businesses, is what are you trying to change? Hi, your name's Jim. What are you trying to change? And I'm going to tell you why. The laws of impermanence rule the marketplace just like they rule the universe. Everything is going to change. And if you're not thinking about that question, if you're not working hard to change something, you're going to be edged out. I don't think business people in general see this. I mean, Barnes & Noble's recently announced they're going to close a third of their stores. If you had asked somebody from Barnes & Noble 6 years ago, what do you do? They'd say, we sell books.
Right.
But if you said, what are you changing?
And that's one of the reasons why they're about to close a bunch more stores, too.
No, absolutely. But this, Jim, this is happening to everyone.
When people ask me what I do for a living, I don't tell them that I own a media company. I don't tell them I have a talk show. I tell them that I help small business owners get better. I also teach big companies how to speak small business as a second language. When I had my consulting business, I said, I'm a vice president you can rent. And it gave them an idea about, what I was doing. But you're talking about what's on our mind. Am I thinking about being the owner of a gym, or am I thinking about what I do? How I make those people who come in my doors every day, how I make them feel, how I change their lives.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I think, even goes deeper than that, deeper than this idea of what is the value I'm providing. I think if you own a gym, if you're not thinking, how am I changing something? Somebody else is thinking that. Somebody down the street is saying, I'm going to change the way women think about exercise and nutrition through the way I approach the marketplace. And I'm going to drag away all the women from your gym because you're not thinking of changing anything. And that's what's going on. This market is, and I don't know if this is a word or not, but the marketplace is nichifying like crazy. It's going to be a market.
This has been going on for 30 years, Tom, the nichifying thing. I call it stratifying, but that's a good word. You just coined a new word, but I agree with you. And so when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk with Tom about not only how to make change happen, because that could still be a little bit behind the curve, but how about leading change? I'm going to ask Tom to help us learn how to lead change as you and I become better CEOs of our small businesses. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.